This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been working to create new environmental initiatives and programs and to provide funding for these initiatives that can help ensure a more sustainable future. It was reflected in some announcements she made during a recent State of the State address, and you can see it in the budget proposal she's put before the state legislature. This is Issues of the Environment, and our guest is here to shed more light on potential progress and some of the challenges that may lay ahead. Jeff Irwin is the 18th District State Senator from Ann Arbor, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Ed.
Before diving into some of the minutiae of the details, are you pleased with the overall direction the governor is trying to take with her environmental platform?
I am. The environment is one of the issues that the governor came into office swinging hard right away on. She had some executive orders last year on climate change, on reorganizing the former Department of Environmental Quality. She's taken some action on environmental justice, and she's added over 100 employees to the department that regulates the environment. And that's an incredibly important first step in her first year. So I'm very happy with that. And now in this newest budget recommendation that she made just recently, she's taking another strong step towards making big investments in environmental protection. So this is an area where I feel that the governor has really been doing an excellent job.
So right at the top of the list is clean and safe water. We have lead issues. We have PFAS issues, 1,4-dioxane issues. The governor, as you mentioned, has created the state's first clear water advocate, naming Nina Sasse to the post, and has created the Environmental Justice Advisory Council. Are these, in your estimation, entities that can create better protections and help better serve the constituency?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're going to do important work, both in terms of funding lead abatement work and identifying which are the most important jobs to do first, but also in improving some of the regulatory processes around the lead and copper rule, trying to make sure that Michigan continues improving and making sure that our lead and copper rule is the strongest, most protective rule in the nation. The governor has also taken leadership on PFAS. She's proposed a first-in-the-nation standard for PFAS, and I think that, certainly I've been advocating for that to be even stronger than what she's proposed, but I have to give her and her administration credit for taking that first-in-the-nation action on PFAS to protect our health.
So let's take a look at what some of the governor has done in terms of environmental budget priorities. In the 2019 budget, she allocated $120 million towards water protection and innovation initiatives. That included $38 million, as you mentioned, for new lead standards for drinking water, $25 million to address the emerging PFAS issue. In her 2020 proposal, there's another $64 million allocated to environmental initiatives. Now, is that enough to accomplish what you think needs to be done for the well-being of Michigan's environment?
Well, I think that because Michigan has this legacy of industrialization and early industrialization, we have a lot of long-standing polluted sites, orphaned sites that need to be addressed. And what we're talking about now is not going to get at those long-standing legacy problems. But I am genuinely excited about what the governor's done on the environment. I think this is an area where she's exercised great leadership. She's been taking a number of smart actions that move us forward. Are these proposals going to solve all of our environmental problems? No, and I don't want to represent that they are. But taking strong action on lead, taking strong action on PFAS, improving the number of inspectors that we have at the department to go actually look over and hold accountable these polluters, this is all incredibly important. And there's also some new things that she's proposed in her current budget that are huge for the environment. One of them that, doesn't always get as much attention as clean energy, but is just as important, is energy efficiency.
Right.
She's proposed a new green infrastructure bank to help provide a revolving loan fund, because we know that there are billions of dollars in projects here in Michigan that we could do on energy efficiency that not just protect the environment, but actually pay for themselves and put tons of people to work. And so these are incredibly important projects that she's kickstarting by putting some financing aside to make sure that, we just start investing in these projects that we know more than pay for themselves.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking statewide environmental initiatives with 18th District State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor. You've long been an advocate of polluter pay legislation, holding polluters accountable to clean up the messes they make and at their expense. State Attorney General Dana Nessel earlier this year filed suit against 17 chemical companies connected to PFAS contamination in the state. Is that the right start? Is that the way to go in tackling this issue right now?
It is the right start, and there are important things that the Attorney General needs to be doing, there are important things that the governor needs to be doing, and then there are important things that the legislature needs to be doing. I would say that in the current context, our Attorney General is leading the way. She's doing everything that she should be doing by suing these polluters like DuPont, like 3M, that are right at the heart of our problems with PFAS. Then you've got the governor, and she needs to take executive action, and she needs to do everything that she can with her department to make sure that we're holding polluters accountable. And as I said a minute ago, I think she's done an amazing job in fighting for more resources for the department and reorganizing it in a way to do that better. I feel that the most disappointing part of the three legs of the stool here is the legislature. And as you mentioned, myself and Representative Robbie from Ann Arbor have introduced polluter pay legislation. Again, we're trying to strengthen our environmental laws, give the executive more tools to hold polluters accountable, but that's the part that's not really going well right now. We haven't had legislative action to move forward on addressing PFAS or on providing financing for lead abatement or getting ahead of climate change and adapting to high lake levels. All of those things are areas where the legislature is lagging behind both the governor and the attorney general.
I'm so glad you brought up the idea of climate adaptation. Of course, Michigan is surrounded by the Great Lakes. Water levels are at record highs. It's adversely impacting many of our coastal communities. So what do we need to do in terms of either legislative or executive action to better fund and make sure that we are looking forward enough to protect our state?
Yeah, well, there's really two pieces of that. And I mentioned adaptation because I think that a lot of times the conversation about climate change is focused on how do we stop it. And I think that we need to acknowledge that there are some elements of the changing climate that we're not going to be able to stop, and we need to start planning for those now so they don't damage or hurt our citizens physically or their property. And so, there's a lot of things we're doing to fight for clean energy and energy efficiency that are sort of on that area of trying to prevent climate change and stop it. But we also need to take some action to adapt to it. One of the things we need to be prepared for is much more water, not just high lake levels, but just more rain and more sort of deluges, unpredictable rain patterns. So that means that our sewer systems, our drainage systems need to be designed for those higher flows, and that's going to be a tremendous investment. Fortunately or unfortunately, we have been neglecting our water infrastructure for so long that it is time to make huge investments in those areas anyway. And as we do it, we need to do it in a way that is reflective of the new volumes that we're going to need to be handling in order to protect our rivers and our lakes and ultimately our drinking water.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with State Senator Jeff Irwin continues on 89.1 WEMU. And as we touch on the Great Lakes, phosphorus, agricultural runoff, it's been devastating to Lake Erie. It's been created massive algae blooms and dead zones. There is a better than $10 million allocation to help farmers better address that issue in the governor's new budget proposal. The state of Ohio is taking even more aggressive action with a 2 to 3 year plan to set total maximum daily load limits on the amount of runoff allowed. Is Michigan going to follow suit on that front?
Well, I hope so. And I would say, though, that Ohio has been a laggard in terms of dealing with the nutrient runoff into Lake Erie. Ohio agriculture is the
Yeah, that western basin, it's really been impacting it, yeah.
Exactly. And so there's a lot that Ohio needs to do to catch up. Michigan has had better agricultural management practices for a long time. But now I think Ohio is getting serious and they're taking some strong action. We should recognize that and try to meet them and meet their effort in terms of protecting Lake Erie. But what I will say is that in this budget recommendation, the governor has proposed, as you mentioned, an allocation of $10 million that will leverage, I think, a little over $35 million of federal dollars through something called the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. This is a part of the Department of Agriculture where you can draw down federal resources to help our farmers pay for buffer zones around their fields so that their runoff gets captured in those buffer zones rather than making it into our rivers and streams and ultimately into Lake Erie. And so that's an important proposal that the governor has put forward to deal with agricultural runoff. We also need to get serious about preventing urban nutrient runoff. Mm-hmm. The city of Ann Arbor has a good program to try to prevent over-use of pesticides and herbicides and nutrients like phosphorus, and I think that should be a statewide policy.
So as our time together starts to wind down, I want to put this to you. We've touched on some of the environmental initiatives that are being dealt with in Lansing right now, and in the end, it's a budget that has to be passed by the state legislature. In the last cycle, it took right up to the deadline to get anything done. And are we once again going to look at protracted negotiations and an 11th-hour budget deal prior to the start of the new fiscal year in October?
Well, I hope not. And I hope that everything that happened last year means that those, quote-unquote, 11th-hour negotiations happen a lot earlier because our schools and our local governments deserve better. You know, but these are important issues, and I expect the debate and negotiation to be serious and difficult, as it should be. But we need to get that work done earlier, and hopefully the pressure of an election year will push my fellow legislators to want to get that done earlier. And I'm hopeful that we can continue progress, particularly on these environmental areas. Last year, I was really disappointed with what happened with education funding and human service funding at the end of the day, but the governor was very successful on fighting for funding in terms of the environment. So hopefully we can keep that success going. This is an important issue for all Michiganders. We all breathe the air and drink the same water. And hopefully we can similarly come together in the legislature to do the right thing.
I thank you so much for the time, Senator Irwin.
Oh, thank you.
That is 18th District State Senator Jeff Irwin of Ann Arbor, our guest on issues of the environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commission, and it's heard each Wednesday. For more information on today's topic and to visit the Issues of the Environment Archive, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.